Okay, evening everybody. I guess people are getting ready for Yontif. My thoughts for Kabbalah Sator, we should get ready for Yontif by learning, not by not learning. So, yep. So, yeah. So this Shabbos is going to read Parshas Bamidbar, which the Rishonim at the end of Maseches Megillah indicate that we're supposed to read on the Shabbos before Shavuos. The Gemara says you read the Klolos, the Tochacha. Last week said right before Shavuos, how many Rishonim write is that we don't exactly like that. We read the Shabbos before the Shabbos before Shavuos, and we always read by Midbar. The overwhelming majority of the time we read by Midbar on the Shabbos before Shavuos. Every once in a while, the calendar is such that we read Naso before Shavuos, like this year in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, they're a parsha ahead of us because the last day of Pesach was Shabbos, so they moved on to the next Seder. They don't have an 8th day of Pesach. We do, so we're behind. People always ask, why don't we catch up? We could have caught up. We could have doubled up. We could have doubled up. We didn't. Why didn't we catch up? Because we want to follow this practice, if we can, to read by Midbar the Shabbos before Shavuos. And they have no choice. They have to read also. Once in a while it happens to us also. But anyway, so we read by Midbar. What I want to talk about tonight is something relating to Shavuos, which of course is the Motzei Shabbos. Yom Tov Shabbos is right at the Yontif. Entitled the Shir, Why Is There No Sfiras HaOmer on Shavuos? Now, the question you right away ask when hearing a question like that, why is there no Sfiras HaOmer on Shavuos? Why in the world should there be a Sfiras HaOmer on Shavuos? I usually assume Sfiras HaOmer is over. Tomorrow night, we do the last number. Tonight we count to 48, and tomorrow we count 49, that's it. So why should we count Sfiras HaOmer on Shavuos? Well, if you look in the Psukim, back in Parshas Emor, Pasuk says, in the first source, Vayikra Parakov Gimel Psukim Tezvav and Tezayin, the famous Psukim, Usartam Lachem Rochas HaShabbos, right, Miel Avichem HaShavotim, etc., Sheva Shabbos HaTzunistin, I count 7 full weeks, Admi Mochas HaShabbos HaShviz, until the end of the 7th of the weeks, right, Tisperu Chamishim Yom, you should count Chamishim Yom, it says 50 days. Then it says, "V'krafta mincha chadash Hashem." They bring a new carbon. What do you mean, a new carbon? A new mincha. Mincha is always a grain offering, so it means from the new crop. It's the first carbon brought from the wheat, the new wheat crop from that spring. So that's what's called mincha chadash. It's bikurim. Shavuot is also called Yom HaBikurim, Chag HaBikurim. Anyway, but it says in the pasuk,
7 weeks, which is 49, but then it's 50.
Yeah, so the problem is it says tisperu chamishim yom. It says, I mean, you know, without getting fancy, look in the pasuk. It says count 50 days. So why don't we count 50 days? Oh, so we have to figure out what the pasuk means, because we all know we only count 49 days. And we're not going to count day 50 this Motzei Shabbos and say, Yom Chamid, there's no Chamishim, we end with 49. But the pasuk says, Tisbu Chamishim Yom. So the Sifra, the Taras Kohanim in Parshut Perkid Beis, and Tisbu Chamishim Yom. So the Brisa says, Yochol Yisbur Chamishim, Yikadish Chamishim Echad. Maybe it means you should take account 50 days, and we Yikadish, and make Yontif, Kedush Hayom, on day 51. Maybe we should count. This year, we'll use this year as an example. We should count 50 on Motzei Shabbos. 49 is tomorrow night, Friday night. We should count 50 on Saturday night. And Yom Tov should be Sunday night. Maybe that's what it means, right? No, Talmud Lomar, like Rabbi Nachman said, Sheva Shabbos is 2 minutes to count 7 weeks. 7 weeks is 7 weeks, not 7 weeks in one day. So each Sheva Shabbos is 2 minutes, and Yochol Yispa Arboi Mishmona. Maybe I should only count 48. Maybe tonight should have been the last night. And the end of the 7 weeks, tomorrow night should be Yom Tov. Shavuot should be tomorrow night. It should be Friday night. Right, v'kadosh yom arboim v'tisha. No, so Talmud Lomar tisbu chamishim yom. So okay, so how do you rectify it? Manei arboim v'tisha. So count 49, v'kadosh yom chamishim, and sanctify the 50th day. That's how you kind of work it out. But you're playing with the words. But that's what the Medrash does. Then it adds one word, ki yovel, just like by yovel. What does it mean? Just like by yovel. So you look in source 3, in Parshas Behar, v'yikra per chafei. Starting with Pasuk Ches, we have a similar mitzvah, just like we have to count 7 weeks, 49 days from Pesach to Shavuos, we also have to count 7 Shemitah cycles, right, 49 years, to the 50th year of Yovel. And there the Torah is a little more specific. There it says, Perkafei Pasuk Ches, the Sofar Talachos Sheva Shabsul Shanim, Sheva Shanim, Sheva Pinim. There it says, count 7 weeks, 7 weeks, 7 times. And it says, here it says, clearly, you may Sheva Shabsul Shanim, Te Sheva Aboim Shana. Count 49 years. And then we'll see a pasuk test of Babylon and Shofar, fine, but pasuk Yud, v'kidashtem eshnasa chamishim shana. There, it's a little more explicit. Count 49 and then sanctify the 50th year, right? V'kidashtem eshnasa chamishim shana. So the Medrash in the back in 2, the Sifra, in Taras Kohanim, says, Kiyova, same thing by Sira, count 49 days and sanctify days of 50. It's just like by Yova. Again, Yova is a little more clear, so we will learn the same thing. So Rashi, here in the Chumash and Parshas Emor, in Perkav Gimel, pasuk Tezayin, is sensitive to this and bothered by this a little bit, because again, the simple reading of the pasuk without anything fancy is Tishbur Chamishim, count 50 days. So he says, Ad Mimachar Shabbos Hashviyis Tishbur. Count until the day after the seventh week. What does it mean? Like you said before, Velo Ad Bichlal. No, the word ad in Hebrew, like the word until in English, can mean until and including, or up until. Like when you're, you know, in school, they give you an assignment, read until page 12. So we always read through page 11. You start until page 12. So let's see if you're going to meet the man until, then they're going to say through page 12. The smart teacher says through page 12. Rather, or do, you know, do up until problem 10. Well, okay, well, they're not. You know, up until. So the same thing in Hebrew. Does it mean ad? So Rashi tells here, it says ad means up until, not including. Right. And then he says as follows: Chamishim yom v'kravta mincha chadash Hashem. Depends how you read the pasuk. Of course, in the Torah, there's no punctuation marks. If you look back at source one, pasuk Tezayin, the Rashi basically says is the word Chamishim yom is not part of Tisper. In fact, there's a pause. Look at the pasuk Tezayin. Ad mimochas haShabbos Hashvi is Tisperu, comma. You should count up until and not including the day after the 49th day, right? Not including. Chamishim yom v'hikravta mincha chadash Hashem. On the 50th day, you bring this carbon. You see? He chops up the word. He puts the comma. That's what Rashi says. You have to, v'yom ha-chamish ha-kavu, v'om ha-nizel midrash ha-pshuto. You have to pasuk shan like that. You have to chop up the pasuk. But in any event, it's as if it says, and that's out of Sisei Chachamu, it's a super commentary on Rashi, in source 5, okay? In other words, Ratzaloma Kaman Sha'ain Monim Ella Mem Tes Yom, Hech Mutra Mashakosbar Kochamishim Yom. Sisei Chama would say, what's bothering Rashi? What's bothering Rashi is our question. We only count for, everyone knows it's a given. We only count 49 days. So what do we do to pause at Tisbur Chamishim Yom? Or Mitarit, the Chamishim Lav at Tisbur Ukoi. The word 50 is not going on count 50, but rather Ella Hakrova, on the, when do you bring the carbon? On day 50. Biyom Chamish Tikkavu. The Choser Beis Keilu Amar Biyom HaChamishim Tikkavu. This is on the 50th day. Okay, fine. So you have to play with the pasuk a little bit, but that's how many commentaries learn.
Yovel was an example.
So Yovel is an example where the Torah is explicit.
No, could use that as a.
To end, well, that's what the Medrash does. The Medrash says, yeah, that's exactly what the Medrash says. The Medrash says you do this.
Example.
Yeah, use it as an example. Exactly. Rashi doesn't say it, but the Medrash says it. Now, the Rabbeinu Bachya, thank you, on the same pasuk here, an Emor Perk of Gimel Pasuk Tezayin, says the same thing. Klar Yodato, again, She'ein HaSvir Elamem Tes. I mean, we know, everybody knows, every child knows, only 49 days in Sira. Al Kain Timsa Tam, the Milas Tisperu. We got to figure out, what does it mean, Tisperu Chamishim Yom? Says, She'ein HaDveka LaMilas Chamishim. It's not connected, the word Tisperu is not connected to the number 50. But rather, of Chamishim Dovek LaVikraftem. The 50 is attached to the word Vikraftem. Ki asira memtes, the korban biyom chamishim. Okay, and that's basically how we, because the Torah doesn't give any other date for Shavuos, you know, the Torah never gives you a calendar date for Shavuos. It doesn't say this and this month and this and this date. The only way we know when Shavuos is counting from Pesach. Okay, and anyway, the Sebeda Bach is the same thing. Tosus and Menachos, Samechayim and Beis. The Masal Kosov Echad says the same thing. Vim Tomar, Pasuk says, Tisbu chamishim yom, Vim Tomar, Vahalo, Lo Safrin al memtes yom. Again, the same question, right? Everybody knows. Because nobody ever entertains the possibility to count more than 49 days. It's given. So we only count 49 days. Shalomar, no. Shalot tzivah kosu lispar chamishim. The pasuk doesn't mean count 50 days. Hachigam akrob. Ad mimachas ha-shabbos ha-shishu chamishim. Yom chamishim tispo. He said a little differently. He said, count until the end of the 7 weeks, which is day 50, but not including day 50, like you said before. Or inami, where Rashi said, or Ibn Bachi said, chamishim yom tispo avikravtam de basrekoi. The word 50 goes on what comes next about the carbon, as if it says ad b'chasas tisbu below ad b'chlal nun yom b'kravtem mechacharishav. Same thing. Baram Rutenberg has a tshuva fus pragsim and shin aleph says the same thing. Tisbu chamish yom v'tomer alosofem alamemtes. Yishlomar do tzir kadosh baruch lisbor nun yom. Here's what it means. Again, the same thing. That's all these rishonim give this particular answer. In fact, it's interesting. If you look in the Sefer Mitzvos Cotton, the smock. Source 9, Mitzvah Kuf Mem Hei. Same thing. He says, Lispor Zayin Shavuos, etc. And he says, it doesn't mean you count 50 days, but rather, Ad Yom Chamishim Velo Nemar Yom Chamish Al Avos Karban. It says the same thing. So we have on the smack, we have the Hagos of Rain of Parrots. So you look in Source 10, the Hagos of Rain of Parrots on the smack in Mitzvah Kuf Mem Hei. He says, you know a little about leaning. Okay, this is for the Bar Mitzvah teachers. Okay? If you know a little bit about laning, so he says, you look carefully at the pasuk, on the word tisperu, there's a tipcha. It says, tisperu, the harish tipcha b'tisperu. You look back in, again, you know, in the signs that we have, the so-called trup, that we have the sign, tell you two things. Number one, tells you what tune to use for that word. And actually, three things. Number two, what syllable to accent. And number three, it also tells you where to pause a little bit. So the tipcha, which is, looks like a comma. Okay, if you're reading Hebrew, it's like a comma. That's the sign of the comma. That indicates a pause. So if it would have meant tisperu chamishim yom, count 50 days, it would have been mercha on tisperu, tipcha on chamishim, and then an esnacht on yom, tisperu chamishim yom. But it doesn't, it says tisperu, sort of colon, mercha esnachta, tisperu chamishim yom. So that's what the Rabbeinu Peretz says. That hints at this idea that there's a separation between the word tisperu and chamishim yom. It's not saying count 50 days. Counting goes on once before. You count until the end of the 7 weeks, and then the chamishim yom we count. That's how he says basically the same idea. Okay, very good. And the Abarbanel actually says similarly. The Abarbanel's derech. Those who study the Abarbanel know that when he comes to a perek, well, it's very long, very long. But he begins. He basically asks 12, 15, 20, 25 questions on the perek. And then he gives you his commentary, his whole analysis of the parak, and through that he answers all the questions. So it's long. So you look in Parak of Gimel, Marika, Parash Demo, the Bible is 11, on this passage, Hashem, are you Dalit? Question, look at the second paragraph. So question 14 was our question. What's going on? So he says, no, what it means is don't count 50, but rather, again, it gives the same answer, count 49, and the carbon's on the 50th, and the same idea that we said, you know, all along. Now, what's interesting is...
Does anyone give, like, an answer in terms of, like, it's always one less?
We'll get to that second, yeah, it's always there. But so far, they're all playing with the word tisperu. Right? One of the horror on that point, the Orchis Chaim points this out, why is it that the given all along was that we count 49. Nobody seems to entertain, well, maybe we do 50, because everybody knows we count 49, right? I mean, that's all that we show us. I thought we only count 49. So how come nobody says, well, maybe we should count 50? So Orchis Chaim says, I'll tell you, yeah, but it's more than a sitter. It's also in the Torah. The Orchis Chaim points out, this is Orchis Chaim in Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Suris Oma Os Dalet 12, the Ein Monim Elamem Tes Yom Shem Shiva Shavuos, Ala Chamishim Ein Amona, Afa Gad Dixiv Tisbu Chamishim Yom. Here's how I explain the passage. He gives the same explanations. And he said, "Bim Tomar Lama Anu Dochkim HaPasuk." He acknowledges that this is a little bit twisting the pasuk. I mean, it's nice with the Tibcha, but let's be honest, it's not the simple reading of the pasuk. And all he calls it dough, why are we trying to force this into the pasuk? Why not just say, maybe Tesha count 50 day or 50th day of the Omer? Why do we have to Lama Dochkim HaPasuk? Umotzian Osom Mipshuto? That's his question. What are we playing around for? So he says, it's because the mitzvah series Omer is found elsewhere in the Torah, one other place besides Parshas Emor, and that's Parshas Re'eh, which we're laying the second day of Shavuos, Monday morning, with Hashem, Parshas Re'eh. So there it says, straight out, Perek Tes 9 of Devarim, Pasuk says, Shiva Shavuos Tisparach, period. 7 weeks. So if there really would have been a mitzvah to count 50, it should have appeared in Parshas Re'eh too. That's the Orchis Chaim's point. If the Torah elsewhere, when it presents the mitzvah series Omer, it says, count 7 weeks. So therefore, we know that's what it must mean in Emor also, and that leaves us with a problem. What do we do with Tisbu Chamishiyom? So we have to read it a little differently. And it says, and no nonsense, it says, Shiva Shavuos Tisbu, and the very next Pasuk Yud there, V'osiz Chag Shavuos, and then do observe Shavuos. So we have no choice. So that's one direction in the Rishonim, or Parshim, as to why is there no serious Omer Shavuos, because that's not what the Pasuk means when it says, Tisbu Chamishiyom. Again, as the Orchis Chaim suggested, dochkim ha-pasuk, we're kind of playing around with the pasuk a little bit, we're kind of forcing it in, but that's a Rashi and Tosam and Bachim and the Smak and Abraham, and everybody reads it that way. The Rush, in the end of Pesachim, Perek Yud Simen Mem, the end of Perek Arvei Pesachim, very end, the 14, the Rush quotes the same question, Yesh Makshin, Kevon the Kroch Omer Tishbu Chomash Yom, Loma Ein Onamonu El Tishu Arvoim Yom. And he also, it's with dochkin lefarish ha-pasuk, dochkin means it's kind of forced, right? We have to force read the pasuk a little bit to twist it around, you know, it means odd and not including, and chamishim yom goes with the carbon, not with the day. But then he writes, v'li nira, the third line, what you said before, she'ein ono tzrichin l'dchukos halo, we don't need these forced things. It's a very simple answer, he says. Came the seed made the hedges, same like Orchis Chaim said, Shiva Shavuos Tisbolah. Since in Parshas Re'eh, it says 7 weeks, Shiva Shavuos Tisbolah. So ain't list for Yosem is Shiva Shavuos. You don't count more, right? What about Tisbu Chamishim? Lo Kashmini. Shekain Derech Hamikra. It's a biblical style. Kishamagia Haminyam Eskum Asiris. When you come to a 10, coming in a 10 column, okay? Pachos Achas Mona Oso B'cheshbon Asiris. And Mashkiach B'cheshbon Achor. We call that rounding off. We round it off. It didn't mean 50 days. It means 49. But it says Tisbu Chamishim. And I'll bring you a proof, he says. Kayotzebo, that was that second book. First book is Kayotzebo, exactly. Kayotzebo, Kol HaNefesh L'Beis Yaakov, Abor Mitzrayim HaShivim. That's the Pasuk in Vayigash, in 15. From Bereishis, Parak Mem Vav, Pasuk of Zion. When it has the list of all the Bnei Yisrael came down to Mitzrayim, you know, in the famine, right? After Yosef revealed himself. So it says, there's a whole list of all the names, and it says, Kol HaNefesh L'Beis Yaakov, Abor Mitzrayim HaShivim. 70 people came down. If you go ahead and you look at the names, it only adds up to 69. So we have an answer. Your chevron was born along the way. Another tariff included Yaakov. Every Kodesh Baruch was included. But bottom line, says the Rush, it's rounded off. It means 69. It says 70. Or the other example, like you said, Fedushka, by Malkus. How many lashes you get? Malkus. It says Arboin Yakenu. It says you get 40 lashes. We don't have to do 39. Round it off. Okay? Well, the Gemara in Baba Basra, in Kufchav Gimel, that's what the Rosh said. So he said, look in Baba Basra, Kufchav Gimel, Av 16. Boy, I'm in Abba Khalifa, Kuya Merav Chiba Abba, Bichlal Atamot Seshim, and Protan Amot Seshim, Chosar Echad. In general, it says 70 people went down, but if you do the tally, it comes out to only 69. That's what the Rosh Bam there, Psochem, in Baba Basra explains. Right? If you figure it out, again, he gives you the whole cheshbon, it's 66. Plus Yosef and his two sons, that only ends up to 69. So it says 70. Now, the question is, so as we said, we have answers to that. According to the Rosh, what do you need all those answers for? Why don't you say, round it off. What do you have to say? Well, your Chevron was born along the way, and the, you know, shit. Okay, what? Yeah, well, that's the thing. So according to the Rosh, you don't have to come on to all that. Right, but the Gemara does. That's the problem. That's the Korban Nisano points out. Okay, the Korban Nisano on the Rosh, and that Rosh, Perkud, Sun Mem, Oz Gimel, Korban Nisano is bothered. He said, why does the Gemara, the Tumulzich, and tries to figure out the reasons and so on? Okay, he gives us suggestions. But in any event, well, that's what the Rosh says, and that's by Shivim Nefesh, and by Makkas also. You look in Parshas Kiseitse, Dvarim Perk, Chof Hei, Pasuk Bezin Gimel, Vahaya Bin Akos HaRosh, if a Rosh deserves Makkas, okay, it says in Pasuk Gimel, Perk Chof Hei, Dvarim, Arboim Yakenoziv, give him 40 lashes. So, Rashi already in Chumash says, and Perkhamim Pasbe is Bimispar. So the way the word is presented, it's not 40, not 40 full, but it's close to 40, 39. And that's a Mishnah in Makkas. Chav Beis on Aleph, source 21. Kama Malkin also. How many Malkas do you give a guy who deserves lashes? Arboim Chosar Achas. 40 less than 1. That's 39. Shenemar Bimispar Arboim. Yenushusat says Bimispar Arboim. You have to read the put the two psukim together. It says b'mispar is the last word of pasuk beis. Arboim is the first word of pasuk gimel. B'mispar arboim, something close to 40. That's how the Gemara explains. Okay, Rashi there on the mission makas chol beis malalot. It says it's the hachi kam mi asochem arboim. That's the Gemara. I printed the Gemara chol beis malbeis. My timer iksiv arboim and mispar mina arboim minyana. Hashem siv mispar arboim. Says a minyan mina shusochem es arboim. Okay, it comes approximately 30-40 for our purposes tonight. And then just as a side point, this is where Rava makes a comment, and Makkas is a Shavuos topic, Makkas Chav Beis Amin Aleph, Omer Rava, Kama Tipshoi Shar Inchi, the Kami Mekami Sefer Torah, the Kami Mekami Gaba Rava. How foolish people are. You know, everybody knows when they take the Sefer Torah, you have to stand up. And we do. We take whatever the Sefer Torah is, you're the same Rishus, you have to stand up. They bring the Torah out of the yard, and everybody stands up. That's appropriate. But he said, how foolish people are. They stand up for Sefer Torah. They don't stand up for Talmud Chacham, represents the Sefer Torah. That they don't stand up for. He said, it's foolish. He said, what's the best proof? Because the Torah says 40 lashes, but the Chachamim say 39. Right? Anyway, but be that as it may, that's the din. The Rambam Paskin, Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Aleph, Aleph, Ketzer Malkus Chul Malkus Kifi Kocho. They have to assess how much you can take. You don't always get 39 Malkus either. That's a guy's a weak, scrawny fellow. Weak, scrawny guy. So,
you
want
to have mercy for the guy or something.
Okay, well, that's true, but it's always got to be a multiple of three for certain reasons. But in any event, the Lamaise, okay, I mean, I hear what you're saying. But he just says we give him 39, and that's what the pasuk means when it says Arboim. So getting back to our Rosh, so He's going to say the same thing here. When it says Chamishim Yom by Sir Solomon, it doesn't mean 50, it means 49. Just like 40 lashes doesn't mean 40 means 39. Just like 70 Bnei Yisrael come down with Solomon doesn't mean 70 means 69. So 50 times Kishma Chamishim Yom also means counting only 49. The Berhetev into the Tov Pei Tes, that's the Simon Sir Solomon. So Kot Nyud raised the question, he quotes this Rosh, and then he raises a Kashi. He says, Tzarech Iyun, because there's another Pasuk. You look in source 27, the Pasuk B'Shalach, Shmos Perak Tezayin, Pasuk Lamed Hei, it says, Ubnei Yisrael, Achos Hamon, Arboim Shana. The Jews ate the mon for 40 years. Right? And it wasn't 44 years. If you do the math, it wasn't 40 years. Less than a month less. Rashi explains, sorry, but Chamish was the year at Lama Mantchila. The mon began to fall on the 15th of the year, and it stopped 40 years later, 15th of Nisan, when it went into Eretz Yisrael. So it wasn't 44 years. So the Gemara tries to figure out, well, why did it say 40 years? So teach you, Din Ugo Shotim Mitzrayim, Tomavahem Taman. Taman. When they came out of Mitzrayim, it had the flavor, the matzah, the flavor of mon, so it was 40 years. So the Hechter said, what do you need that answer for? Just say, but it says 40 years, what does it mean? Approximately 40 years. Okay, that's a question of merit to me. But anyway, that's the Rosh and others. Bottom line, that's a second Tarek Tarkashu. Why did it say Tisbu? Why is there no Sirius Omer on Shores? So first answer was because when it says Tisbu Chamishim Yom, it doesn't mean 50. You have to reread the Pasuk a little bit. Tisbu is a comma. Second answer to the Rosh, it also doesn't say that in the Pasuk. Tisbu Chamishim Yom doesn't mean 50. It means 49. It's a rounding off. Here's what I'm going to focus on, a third possible answer. Look at 31. Sefer HaRokeach. And Hilchos Pesach is in Reish Sadi Daled. Rokeach the Rishon. Well, that's Rokeach. He writes, first he has some mystical point. He says, Tisbu Chamishim Yom, why 50? Why does it say 50 days? Kinun Sharei Binahim. There are 50 gates of wisdom. I don't know exactly what that means. Right? And no human being ever got all 50. Moshe was brought to level 49. So we count 49 days. Keneged Memtes Sharm Shemosh Hakadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. That's where we fall short. We don't count 50. Only 49. Then it says about Torah Arucha Meretz Midah. It's broader than the whole world. You know, Midah and Gematria is 49. All right. But then at the end, last line of 31, he says an interesting thing. That's what I'll talk about. Avo b'yom nun ein tzorech lispor sharei nizkar bebrocha. We don't have to count the 50th day, even though it says Tisbu Chamishim Yom. It sounds like it doesn't buy this business of either the Russians' idea of rounding it off or the others who are playing around with the words and so on. We don't have to count, actually, because we do mention in the davening, that's what I say, and the Kiddush, we mention the 50th day, Shavuos. We say it's Yom Chag Shavuos is there. What's the Rokeach saying, I think?
We
actually do count 50 days. The question, why do we count what we do? It's just a different kind of counting. By saying it's Yom Chag HaShavuos is there, no difference. We say on Sukkot, it's Yom Chag HaSukkot, and Pesach Yom Chag HaMatzah is there. But on Shavuos, the reciting of Kiddush and the reciting of Shemoneh Esrei is in addition to the Mitzvah Kiddush. The Mitzvah Davening, it's also a kiyum in counting. We do count 50 days. It's just
like
a Kayobo. What's that?
It's like a Kayobo thing. Like making the 50th day count.
That is the count. But the point is that that's the count. That's called counting. Now, where do I... So that's how I was thinking of Rokeach means. And the truth is, the Netziv says something similar. The Netziv there in Emor, on the Pasuk of Svartim Lachem, he says as follows. He says, you know, there is yet another sphere in the Torah. I'll give you the background first. I can look up soon, come back to the Netziv. A person who has a certain discharge in the body, if it's a man, it's not normal discharge. Okay, sometimes illness, of course, it's called a zov. Zov means it has a flow from his body. It comes from that part of the body, they go to the bathroom, but it's not the normal discharge. Not any normal discharge. And a woman who has it is called a zova. And sometimes that's mixed with blood and so on and so forth, but it's not she bleeds, but it's not a regular menstrual period. And it's not the birthing, baby, it's a zova. So halacha is by a zova or zov. You have to count seven nikiyim, seven clean days where they have no discharge. Now, we know that with wives were midah. So, strictly speaking, on a Torah level, a woman should be able to go to the mikveh as soon as she starts bleeding. Minimum 7 days, but that's it. But we wait for seven nikiyim. After she finishes bleeding, then we first count seven clean days. Why? Because we think maybe she was a zava. Okay. In any event, the Torah has the same expression. Look in Source 33, Parshat Metzora, Vayikra Perek Tezvav Posuk Chavches. Vim Torah Mizova, B'Sofra La, she should count Shivas Yomim, seven Nikim, seven clean days, Bachar Kitar, and then go purify yourself in the Mikra. Besofra Lo, you hear that? Now, Besofra Lo says in the Tziv, does she have to verbalize that? She said, Hayom, today's the first day, today's the second, like Sir Solomon? No. We're looking back to the 732. Stam Sira, Sira usually by itself means believe, mentally. Right, mentally. What does counting mean? Have in mind, you don't have to verbalize today. Keep track. That's how I would say in English. Keep track what you're up to. Right, she has to know. She says, oh, because she counts her Shivanakim. Woman counts her Shivanakim. You don't have to verbalize anything. She just keeps track. And the Tziv says that's what Sira means. And it should mean that by Sirus Omer also. Maybe by Sirus Omer, who says it the verbally? Keep track. Today's the first time. Mentally, in your mind. Right? That. So he says, no, because we look in the Psukim again by Sirus Omer, the word Usvartim appears twice. Usvartim, Lachem, Rachos, Shabbos, etc. And then again it says Tisperu. So the double language says in the Siv means it's not enough to do it mentally. You have to do it verbally. That's why we do it verbally. That's how the Tziv understand Chiddush. That's how I understand. But he says, day 50 just has Tisperu once, Tisperu Chamishim Yom. So you don't necessarily have to verbalize it as a count. You have to still count, but it's more parallel to the counting of the Zova, where it can be verbal. You follow what I'm saying? You hear the longest. And maybe that's what Rekech means. When we say Kiddush, when we say it's Yom Chag HaShavuot, this one has to have in mind that there's a 50th day of the Omer. You don't have to verbalize Hayom Chamishim Yom. But you have to mentally have it in mind, and you do that when you say it's Yom Chag. That's suggesting, maybe that's what it means.
Because this Baruch Hamishim,
yeah.
It's only one.
And that, therefore, the Tziv says, therefore it's mental.
I'm putting
the Tziv together with Rekech. We said when we lemaisa do say in Shemoneh Esrei and in Kiddush on Matzah Shabbat, as Yom Chag HaShavuot, that's the acknowledgement, so to speak. We don't have to say Yom Chamishim Yom. That's what I'm suggesting. Okay. Now just to go a little bit, it's interesting because the pasuk is a Sofer law. So the Gemara says in Ksubas Ayin Beis Amud Aleph 34. How do we know that a woman who's a nida is counting the days can do it for herself? Shouldn't have to broadcast what this is up to. The answer is Shinema Bisofra Law. She was on law latzma. She counts herself. She keeps track herself. So Tosfos asks, Tosfos Ksubas Ayin Beis Amud Aleph 35 asks, Dimtoma Dimas of Sofra Law Atzma. Dimtoma Amai Ein Mevarecha Zovol Sirosa. How come a woman who's counting the seven clean doesn't make a brocha each night like we do by Sirus Omer? We make a brocha every night. So how come the woman who's keeping track of the 7 days to go to the mikveh just should make a brocha each night? We don't do that. Kemoshim Rochon Sirus Omer, why not? Dok Siv V'Sofra, the same verb is found. By Sirus Omer it says V'Sartem Lochem, and by Zovah it says V'Sofra Lo. The same verb. So how come, Esthosis, we don't find that a woman who counting to the seven cleaners has to make a bracha each night? Not only each night of Sirus Omer, each night of her count to become the other one of the mikra. Yesh Lomar, the Ein Rochon V'Yovah, El V'Yovah Shrochon Bezim V'Chol Shana Shal Om Yuchal Limnos, Kesedah V'Chein Omer. No, we only make a bracha when you're sure that this is the night. Meaning what? I know that this is the first day of the year, the second day of the Omer, the first year to the Yovel. But a woman, it's possible, she'll start counting, and then she'll bleed in the middle. She'll have to start over again. So therefore he says, she bleeds again, that sometimes happens, she'll start over again. So therefore, look at the last three words of the Tosafot, ein lo limnos. Therefore, she doesn't have to count at all. What does Sira mean? Keep track. If she starts over again, she starts over again. So it's interesting. Ein lo limnos means she doesn't have to count at all. And I call your attention to that because Tosfos and Menachos, that's Tosfos and Ksubas Ayin Beis on Al. Tosfos and Menachos Samachem Beis. When the Gemara says, the Gemara in 36 says, Tarn bonos fatan lachem shei tzvi l'chalecha v'echad. Everybody's going to count to this all themselves. As Rashi says, l'chalecha v'echad sh'chalecha chai v'echad. Where Tosfos there, Menachos Samachem Beis, 38, says, usfatan lachem shei tzvi l'chalecha v'echad. Gabayov l'chsiv v'safatan l'chai that's on Bezdin. And so on Bezdin, maybe they do make a bracha. Fine, that's not our topic now. But he says, by Zoba, it says, the Sofer lo, lo shayach b'brocha. He gives the same answer. Kevin shososeres, v'chaz yafilu b'shvi yisosra. If she bleeds again, she'll have to start over again. But Tosfos there, in Ksup Menachos is saying, if she doesn't count with a bracha, the implication, maybe she should verbalize a count. That's what I'm saying. What emerges from the Tosfos and Menachos is maybe a woman who's counting for Nida, the seven clean days, she should count, just not with a bracha, because she might get mixed up. That's a little different than the Tosfos and Ksubas that don't count at all. So there are some poskim, just showing you, okay, the Aguda, for example, Menachos Parakah Bishmol, Menachos on Chayav Beis, mentions that, I'll look at the last phrase, Avol Zova Einam Vareches. Look at the last words. Umikomokom hitzricha lispor bepeh. But she should still verbalize her count. That's what the Aguda writes. He has one of the Shonim. He says, you know, he quotes the Gemaras and he says well, she should verbalize it. In fact, the Shlah was one of the, Shlah's name of Yeshaya HaLevi Harwitz. That's a Shin Lamed Hei. Yeshaya HaLevi Harwitz. He wrote his work. It's called Shnei Luchos Habris. Okay, and it's a very fascinating work, the Shlah. It's a mixture of Halacha and Kabbalah and everything is very hard to go through. In fact, the widespread practice to stay up all night in Shavuos, the first night of Shavuos, the widespread practice that's, what's that? What, the second night also? Oh, to read the Shlach story, yeah. The Shlach tells the story. He's the one who sort of popularized this idea. Thank him for it. But anyway, but the Shlach, so the Shlach in Shar Osios Oskuf, Kedusha Zivug, some edition, Simon Shin Ayin, 40. He notes this distinction between the Tosos. One Tosos says don't count at all. The woman who's counting the seven queen doesn't count at all. And the other one says she should count, but not with a bracha. He therefore believes, he writes at the end, okay, he says, as I'm going through the whole thing, I believe that she does have to verbalize the count. And he says, look at the end, the last couple of lines. That's my practice. And I told my wife, when she does her bedikas, when she does her checking to make sure she's clean, she should count out loud. Today's the first of my clean days. It's the second and so on. That was a practice, shalom, like some Rishonim. That's not the widespread practice. Okay, the Radvaz has a tshuva. Overall, number Elif Kuf Beis. He says, you know, he wonders also why is it that, you know, we don't require this verbalization over here by Zova. So Anita. So he says, well, and he doesn't go for this until maybe she'll mess up. The other thing is also is a person can mess up. Okay, let's say a person is planning to fast. Okay, and it could be he'll have to break his fist. Well, he shouldn't say anenu because he might later on have to upshot. You know, that davens mincha says anenu, but then he's going to have to. Then he gets sick. He has to eat. Well, we don't worry what might happen later on. He might get messed up. Right now, do we have to do right? So therefore, he doesn't go for that answer. And here's his point. But Raz doesn't like this answer. Well, the Tosfos gives. Well, maybe it'll she'll end up retroactively having to start over again. So what? So no, so that's what you have to do. That's what, yeah, counting again. And it's right, it's from the Tainus Tzibur, right? Even though it could be later on he'll get to have to eat. So he gives a different answer. Mashinirili, the four lines to the bottom there. This is again, that's true with the Rabbis. So mitzvah, so sarat al-chami, mitzvah ha-chreches. By serious omer, you have to count the omer. That's a mitzvah, you must do it. A woman, and it's a big discussion, technically doesn't have to count right now. Let's say her husband's out of town on a business trip for 3 weeks, 3 months. Not coming back. Does she have to count now to go to the mitzvah? No, she's the husband's not around anyway. And that's a big discussion, not for right now. But that's what Rav says, it's not as obligatory. For whatever reason, she doesn't want to be with her husband, she doesn't need to, or she doesn't want to go into the Beis HaMikdash, because she can't, she's not going to Beis HaMikdash anyway. There's no Beis HaMikdash. So she's not going to count. It's more of an optional activity as opposed to, that's the answer he gives. Now, in Arachayim Simen Tov Pei Tes, and Tifalaf with the Shulchan Aruch talks about that it's a serious omer and so on. So on the bottom of the page, in the Shulchan Aruch, you have the commentary of the Chok Yaakov. That's the Shulchan Aruch, earlier Achronim. So he writes in the Shulchan Aruch, he quotes the Tshuvas HaRadvaz, okay, he doesn't like his answer because what do you mean? Tvila Bismana Mitzvah, she does have to do it. Not option, her husband's out of town, she has to do it. And therefore he says, she'll get messed up, okay, that's the way it goes. So he says, no, it's not. Because by Sirius Omer, you also get messed up seriously, it's much less like a woman. She believes all the time, so it's much more possible. In any event, the Noda Behuda, much more possible to get messed up. The Noda Behuda in 44, Chuvas Noda Behuda, Madur Tzinyana Yoredeya from Kupchav Gimel, quotes the Shalom and he calls with great respect. And he says, you know, look at this third line towards the end. Omar ani, referring to the Shalom. Hagon hakadosh hazeh. This great, you know, Shalom insisted that the wife should count out loud, without verbalize it. Says the Levi Hudu, due respect. The Shalom was an Adam Gadol, was an Adam Kadosh. Lerov Kedushas Chasiduso, his great holiness and piety, he wanted to do it, he wanted to invent even more mitzvahs. Right? He loved mitzvahs so much, he's going to make a new mitzvah, you have to count out loud. And the Yehuda says, that's very nice, but the bottom line is, no one counts it, there's no such mitzvah, the Rambam doesn't say it, the Rambam, but nobody counts it, nobody says you have to count out loud.
It's great, he says, lo yispa mitzvahs like lo yispa kesef.
Right, exactly, he's not going to say he wants more mitzvahs. He says, yeah, the Shalom, okay, Haram Kodesh, he wants it, should count it out loud to be more zoras and mitzvahs, but for the rest of us, the Yehuda, that it was pretty big too, for the rest of us, that's not the din. And all it means to the sufferer there is keep track. So coming back to our issue now. Let's get back to our issue. So we asked the question. Again, let's go over quickly. We asked, it says in the Pasuk, Tisperu Chamishim Yom, count 50 days, but we all only count 49 days in the Omer. So Rashi says, and there are Tosas and many others, you have to kind of reread the Pasuk. It means count up to 50, or count, and then from the 50th day you bring the carbon. You know how we... And then the Rosh gave his answer. The Rosh said that you round things off, right? They go from, it really means 49, but you round it off. The Rokeach says you do count 50. The Hainu in the Kiddush. Why in Kiddush, when you mention Chag HaShavuos, what are we just showing? Because you see from the Baizavan, counting doesn't always mean verbalizing, this is day one of the, this is day two. It means, in your mind, like the Natsir said, it can mean mentally. And when, therefore, when I say it's Yom Chag HaShavuos, I have in mind, you know what that means?
I acknowledge
it's the 50th day. And that's also counting. And the Meshach Chochmah says it also. It's a 45. Same Pasuk, Perkov Gimel and Parsemo Pasuk Tezayin. Because he said, now, wait a minute. Will that same trick work for the other 49 days? Once you say that, okay? It's maybe the whole 49, right? The whole 49, just keep mentally. Right? So the Siv says, because it had the word twice. Mr. Hochman says different.
A young thing is going to be more important when you even come out of verbal, but the Kiddush is...
So he says like this. So you're right, though. Mr. Hochman says, what does counting mean? Counting means to distinguish something from what came before. Right? So counting a Zobah, or neither counting, if these were now, before it's bleeding, now it's clean days, right? During the course of the Sefiras Omer, says the Mr. Hochman, what distinguishes one day from the other, the first 49? Only labeling it the next number, 1, 2, 3, up to 49. But on day 50, there is something else, like you guys are saying, that distinguishes the Dainu, Kiddush, and the Kedusha of the Elm, Kiddush, and Yontif, right? You don't need the number to do it. The rest of the 49 days, you can't get away with doing just mentally because there's nothing to distinguish the day. The only way to distinguish this day is something important is by labeling this number 1, this number 2, this number 3. That's how this, that's the Meshach HaKadosh, yeah? So what we're saying is, I'm just suggesting that's what this Rokeach means.
Shabbos,
yeah, but it's not, but it, you know, it's random. It's not like, it depends which day, you know, so one year Shabbos is day, like this year, Shabbos was day 7/14/20. Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Exactly.
It's equal to 50.
There it's a superimposed Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh also does happen to be the same, at least the way we have it now, fixed calendar. But it didn't have to have that either. But Shavuot is always day 50. That's the point.
You count every day.
What?
Shabbos.
What's that?
You do count the Shabbos every day.
That's a different one. We acknowledge. We don't count the number. Well, we do. We say Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni. It's a good hour. Yeah. Okay. Now, so anyway, that's what I'm just suggesting. That's the third answer. And it's a different answer. It means something. When we count, when we daven Maariv on daven this Shavuot, so when we say it's Yom HaShavuos, that we're acknowledging it's the 50th day of the Omer. It is the 50th. I asked the question, why is there no Shavuot? There is. It's just a different type of Shavuot. And with that, we can understand something else. And this is what I say for Sherry Shosa, or Warmans, and all of that. We all know this. Again, it's not, this point is not relevant this year. Look at 46. The Taz mentions in the beginning of Sin Tov Tzadi Dal. There's only one sermon, the whole Shulchan Aruch. That's Shavuos. Tov Tzadi Dal. It says, Me'acharim lahaskel arvis b'knisa Shavuos. We wait with Maariv on Shavuos night. Now, this year it's not relevant because it's Shabbos anyway, so you can't start early. Right? Because Shabbos is a higher Kedusha in Yom Tov, so you can't, we couldn't start Shavuos early because you can't take away from the Kedusha Shabbos. But even in another year, let's say Shavuos was a Sunday night or whatever. You know, this time of year, we always make on Friday night, a lot of shuls have a 7 o'clock minyan early. But Shavuos, we always wait till late, right? We always wait until late 20, whatever time it is, right? Shavuos night. The first night of Shavuos, we always wait, right? Why? It's based on this Taz. The Taz says we delay Arvis. Why? Kedei shiyu ameir sphere tmimos. Because it says seven full weeks. We got to wait for the full week to be over. Right? So full day 49 of the sphere, it's got to be fully over. So you can't start early. You got to wait till nightfall. That's the practice. And the Mogar of Rome also.
Should you also count every day at that time?
So actually, we'll see shortly. Yeah, and the answer is yes. Should also wait till we'll see that shortly. All before. Yes. I'm not saying you're not Yotze. We'll see that. But here's the Taz. The Taz says you should say you wait until Shavuot. That's our practice. Mogar of Rome says it also. Mogar of Rome throws in not only the Schatzel Arvis, but he writes, but those shuls ain't Mekadshon on the coast. You know, don't make Kiddush either. Till Tesach Kovim. The Chsid Tzvim Tiyana. The Shulchan Acharav. And our Chaim Sun Tov Tzadik Dalet says, very same thing. Alpha Pisha Bechol Arvi Yontiv Nogim Hakdim Tzvus Arvi Yontiv Od Yom. Most other Yom Tov we start early. In fact, this is even a din was to start. We'll get to the second. But Mekol Mokum Alel Shulz Ma'achrin. Shulz Ma'achrin. We wait. Again, this year it's not relevant because of Shabbat. But usually, we'll wait to have Ma'arit left to Tzvus Kovim so as not to sort of attack or to weaken the Tzvimus, to minimize the Tzvimus. Okay? So I have a simple question. One second. There's a din called Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yontav. It's supposed to add and start Shabbos and Yontav early. Where does that come from? Look at 49. It's a Pasuk in Parshas Emor by Yom Kippur. It says, Parakov Gemel Pasuk Lamed Beis, talking about Yom Kippur, Shabbos, Shabboson, Ulochem, Inisim, Esav, Shasechem, Besisha, Lachodesh, Ba'erev. When does the fast, Inisim, the affliction, the fasting begin? Besisha, Lachodesh, the ninth of the month in the evening. What kind of lashon is that? The ninth of the month in the evening. Yom Kippur is on the 10th of the month. That's when Yom Kippur is. Now, we all know 10th means the night before, like Vayera Vayvoker. So why did the Torah just say on the 10th? Meaning, fine, of course, what if we buy the 9th in the evening? It's not the 9th. It's the 10th, right? The 9th of the evening adds up to 10. Why formulate in this strange way? That's not my question. Gemara discussed it. Roshan Daf Tesmanov was also in Yuma. So the answer is, if Yishmael says, Mosifin Michol Ala Kodesh. This teaches us that actually you're supposed to start Yom Kippur when it still is the 9th. We start early. We accept the holiday upon ourselves early when it's still calendarically, if that's a word, calendarically, it's still the 9th. Think about it. Kol Nidre is always early. You know, we don't wait until after dark, even until sunset. Kol Nidre is a good, I thought I get started. it's a hassle. But it's a few minutes before sunset. Right, we eat much early. We start already the fast before, because that's called Tosefes Yom Kippur. Melamed says the Gemara, the Mishnah Tesor Alav, Shemosif Michol HaKodesh. Then the Gemara says, and Ainli Ela B'Knisoso. That's only true at the beginning of it. I would think is only true when the Yom Kippur comes in. What about B'Tiso? And when the Yom Kippur goes out, the end of Kippur Minayin, you have to extend that too. Tamalo Me'erev Ad Erev, right? Till nightfall, you gotta wait. And Ainli Ela Yom Kippur. Shabbos is Minayin. How do we know this is true? Every Shabbos, not just Yom Kippur, we do. We start Shabbos. So even without the 7 o'clock minyan, we don't wait until dark for Shabbos. We start earlier, right? We end Shabbos a few minutes later. That's part of it. We start a little early and a little late. Okay, how much? That's a different discussion. Another time. But yes. So he says, Shabbos is Minayin, Tamal Omer Tishbisu. Yom Tov is Minayin, other Yom Tov besides Yom Kippur, Tamal Omer Shabbatchem. Wherever you have this requirement to rest from doing malachi, you have to add on. So there's a big machlokas. The Rambam happens to mention this only by Yom Kippur. Parak Aleph Hilchos Shusas Aser Halacha Vav 52. The Rambam mentions adding on to Yom Kippur. He quotes the whole drasha of Tisha Lachodesh and so on. He doesn't mention it by Shabbos. He doesn't mention whether Yom Tov. So this generates a whole literature. What did the Rambam mean? Does he deny it by the Yom Tov? The Magid Mishnah, I'm not going to it now because it's not really our topic. It's interesting. The Magid Mishnah there in Hilchos Shvi'is also Parak Alach Avav writes, let's read the beginning. Midivri Rabbeinu Nira She'ein Tosefes V'Artela B'Inui. First he suggests, well, maybe even Yom Kippur, this Tosefes in terms of when you start fasting, but not Issa Malacha. And then whatever his conclusion is perhaps the Rabbanan. The Rambam holds the other Yom Tovim and Shabbos is Tosefes with Rabbanan. Kesef Mishnah, I'm sure of that. Parakeh of Hilchos Shabbos, which is where the Rambam would have mentioned, had he mentioned it. He says, Rabbeinu lo hiskipo din tosefas michol hakodesh. And he quotes the Magid Mishnah. He says, because he doesn't believe it's with the Raisa. And I say, he doesn't even believe it's with the Rabbanon. Okay? Now, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Yom Kippur, Simen Tov Reiches, Tov Reiches, Tov Reiches, Sif Aleph, Ochlim Avstichim Kodem Ben Hashmoshu, Shetzorach Lo Simen Chol HaKodesh. We stop eating already before. Okay? And not only that, but at the end of Yom Kippur, I'm sorry, but Shabbos also, Simen Reich Samach Aleph, Siv Beis, look at 56, what does the Mechaber say? Yesh Omrim! That's because of his affinity for the Rambam. Shetzorach Lo Simen Chol HaKodesh, Hilchos Shabbos. The Mechaber does bring adding from the weekday, starting early for Shabbos. The Rambam doesn't bring it, but he only brings it as the Yesh Omrim. He doesn't want to say everybody says it, because the Rambam does that. The Mishnah Berurah points out, in Kotin Yotes, right, he says, where is it here? Hold on, the Bir Halacha says it. But the Mishnah Berurah simply points out, on Shabbos, we add Bein B'Knisoso, Bein B'Yitzchoso. We start Shabbos early and late, like you said. It ends up 25 hours, we start early and late. Okay? And he said it's all learned out from Kippur, as we said before.
Something you don't extend
the fast? We said a little bit.
No, in general, we don't fast 2 days. When
that's something else, but a little bit we do. And how much you have to add?
Part of it, especially in the beginning, like the getter, not to do.
And the chalam, but even without, the getter, you have to start early. It's a little early anyway. We do. Now, so in the Bir Halacha, in some Reish Samachalach Shiv Beis, the Mishabur writes. Okay, so he says only Yesh Omer, like I said before, because the Rambam disagrees, and it looks like the Gra holds like the Rambam, it's only on Yom Kippur, and there's a whole discussion whether the rest of the time it's the Raisa, or it's the Rabbanon. Okay, anyway, then the Mishnah Berurah works out Lemaisa, maybe the Rambam says it somewhere else, and we don't have to go into all of it now, but in any event, many Rishonim, leaving the Rambam out, of the opinion that there's a mitzvah or Raisa, of Tosefis, not only Tosefis Yom Kippur, which everybody agrees, but Shabbos and Yom Tov, both the beginning and at the end, and so on. And applies all the time, which is simple reading the Gemara, right? Mr. Bruce says the Rambam got it from somewhere else. Okay. Anyway, I pray to the Arash Aruch HaShulchan, and he says, Lemaisa, the way we do it anyway, it's not a problem because we always bench licht 18 minutes before, and we start the Shabbos of Minchowitz before Shkia, so we're covered anyway. Okay. Anyway, but I want to ask a simple question, coming back to Sira Soma. So, how did the Mogen Avraham and Taz, and the Arshulchan Aharab, the other early Archonim, come and say that on Shavuos we start late? What happened to Tosefes Yom Tov? When do we start late? We wait until Tetzik Avim. Why?
Do for Pesach and Sukkot too.
So for Pesach and Sukkot, Pesach and Sukkot, Lemaisa, with other reasons, we don't begin the Seder, but you could daven early, theoretically. You could daven early. Okay, theoretically, perhaps you could even, well, not only because you can't eat the matzah. It's a good point, and it comes out actually. I mean, it's, well, it comes out by every Yontif. There's a reason Taka not to start early. Shavuos, I mentioned. Sukkot is connected to Pesach. Pesach, we have the Korban Pesach has to be at night. Everything else has to be at night. And Shavuos we wait, and Shemiyat Teres we wait because it might be only have to be Sukkot. The only time is the last day of Pesach. It comes out. Okay, Rosh Hashanah they say you don't start early either because it's Yom HaDin, so we're not eager to usher that in any faster than we have to. Anyway, but for another time. But bottom line is get back to our issue. So what do you mean the Mogen Avraham and Taz say that on Shavuos we wait until nightfall, right, because of Tzmimas, but what happened to Tosefes Yom Tov? So the truth is, we're concerned about that. Here's your point, Monty. Look at 61. Shulchan Aruch Simen Tov Pei Tesiv Beis. Mahamedaktikim, people who are precise, Einam Sofrim never count Sira Ad Tzeitzik Ovim, V'chein Roi Lasos. That's proper, L'chatchila. And the Shabura says, in Sivkot Yudalad, which is the Minadim Efshel Ahaka. Really, it's okay. Yotzev, you counted earlier and so on. But the proper thing is, like in Tzivkot and Tesvot, Rotzav Chayin Roy Lassos, Rotzav L'chatchila. Be the Yevet, if you did, okay, Yotzev. But L'chatchila, because of all the Tzimimah. So now, we understand. So what are we saying here? We're saying that if our position here is correct, that we do count the 50th day of the Omer, just not in the normal way that we count the other 49, but we have it mentally keeping track, and that's when we say Shem Chag HaShavuos is there, we wait until nightfall for that. Now listen carefully. Yeah, I'm saying, so therefore, so what? Oh, so that's exactly the point. That's exactly my point. Okay? That's what I want to say. this is what a woman said. Notice that the Magen Avraham and Taz did not say you can't start Shavuos early. You can start in terms of Isser Melacha, and you should because of the mitzvah Tosefes Yontif. But just don't daven and don't make Kiddush. Why? Because by saying the word it's Yom Chag HaShavuot, that's a fancy way of saying today's the 50th day of the Omer. That you don't want to say until 49 are up, until the Tmimus are up. You follow? But in terms of Isser Melacha, no problem. And we do that, Taki. And we Taki do that, right? We come to Shul, we don't do Melach anymore. We don't do Melach anymore, right? We're not making Kiddush yet. We're not saying Shema Esrei yet. Something like that. So we're not going to daven until after. But so that here. So but that's arrived at this point. The only concern that the Taz and Magen Avraham had was not to say the word that Yom Chag HaShavuot till nightfall, because that will attack the Tamimas. That will weaken the Tamimas. Just like every other night of the year, you really shouldn't count till after the Tzitzchum either, right? Every night, it's tonight, it's 9:48. So you should wait until, again, I'm not saying that Yotze, many shuls have Mincha Marav, you know, around the skin, and you Yotze, I'm not questioning it, but I showed you the Shulchan Aruch, Midaktikim, and the Chain Roy Law, so it's proper if you can. If you're going to forget it, it's okay. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? So that's the idea that I wanted to stress. And that's what the Prima Gadim, in the Mishnah Zohar there in Siman Tov Tzadi Dalad, he mentions all the Yom Tovim and says he ends up delaying. But the Chai Odom says in Klau Hei by Hichel Shabbos, Tzivbeis, Afa Gav Denom She'ein Mekabon Shabbos El Mizmo Shir. When are you Mekabon Shabbos? When you say Mizmo Shir. When you say Baruch Hu. Okay? But he says, still, even if a guy doesn't daven, he stopped doing Melacha before. Right? Kevan Shu Erchat Yishol Kor Malayla Chalav Shabbos also doing Melacha already before. Technically, you know, you'll get up to Baruch Hu till later, but you were Mekabel Shabbos, right? And that's how the Shulchan Aruch Rav also writes. Kudus Achron Zim Reisai Reis Tanach Aleph Hora Gimel. Shagam Ben Ashmos Mechalal Tu Sefer Mal Karcha Avim Hu Yom Kevin Tu Somach Hashem Mamish Avshalo Kibla Hori Mekum Lomer Homer Har Sinai. Even if you didn't formally Mekabel Shabbos, but already you're willy nilly, you've accepted it. In any event, I'm just showing you that this fits in very well, I think, with our thesis here, according to this Rokeach, that when you say it's Yom Chag HaShavuot, in effect, you're counting the 50th day of Yom.
What about the woman, though?
Okay.
When she licenses.
Yeah, I've thought about that. I don't know. I don't know how you're going to answer that, because she's going to say Yom. But she doesn't say Shavuot either, just says it's not a Yom. So maybe you can get away with it. I don't know. It's a good question.
But also in Shabbat.
But I just want.
Is it like when we're macabre?
Yeah, she's macabre earlier, right. Okay. Yeah, she's macabre earlier, right. But we, right, correct. It's a good hour. But I just want to point out this, the Rav of Soloveitchik noted this, so we'll move to finish up. You look in 66, it fits in very well, I think. The Rambam's Lashon, Parkhes, Hilchos Tzimusafen, Alach Alach, and the Shulchan Aruch is the same Lashon in Hilchos Shavuos, the end of Hilchos Pesach, Tav Tzadi Dalet Yivalo. Look at the words, 66 and 7. B'yom Chamishim Yisiris Omer Hu Chag Shavuos. The 50th, excuse me, what 50th day of the Omer? What's he talking about? What do you mean B'yom Chamishim? I thought there was no 50th day of Yisiris Omer. What kind of lesson is that? First of all, what did he say for altogether? Just tell me the dinner. What is it, down the 50th day of Omer Shul? What is he telling us? And second of all, you read that. What do you mean on the 50th day of Sirius Omer? There is no 50th day of Sirius Omer. I have a thing on my wall in the house, only goes up to 49. So what do you mean the 50th day is no, it works out well, no? The 50th day is Shavuos. That is the 50th. It's part of the mix, so to speak. Huh? Yeah, who Chag HaShavuot? What's there? Right? The rough point is not in a slightly different way, but he mentioned this in the But you hear what I'm saying? So the Rambam says this on earth, the 50th day, there is a 50th day of Sirius Homer. And we count it. We just don't count it in the same fashion as the way we count the other 49 for the reasons we suggested. Okay, and the Shabur also brings the cotton olive. You wait until nightfall and so on and so forth. Okay, and by the way, the Rav pointed out with the Rambam worked out very well because the Rambam, that happened to be a big machlokas we showed him, is the mitzvah Sirius Omer today a Doraisa or a Darbonon? What do you mean? It says in the Torah, how could it be a Darbonon? Well, the answer is, if you look back in Pasuk 1, what does it say? Sirius Omer begins when? Parakokim Pasuk of Source 1. Miyom Haviachemetz Omer Hatnufa. From the day you bring that special carbon called the carbon omer, which is technically, well, we didn't bring it this year, okay, because no Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, there's some Rishonim who say, well,
the whole thing
is Darabonim, because the Torah links, right, linkage, the Torah links the mitzvah Sirius Omer with the bring of the carbon. So many Rishonim are of the opinion that today, it's a Zecher HaMikdash, right? We can't really do the Sirius Omer because we didn't have the carbon, right? The Rambam doesn't hold that way. The Rambam holds, look in Hilchos Tumim Masechta in Perek Zayin Halacha Chof Bei 69, mitzvah says they lispor sheva shavos tumimos miyom haves haomer. But then he writes in Halacha Chof mitzvah zu al kol ish misol b'chol mokum b'chol zman. This mitzvah applies everywhere, all time. It's not dependent on the Beis Hamikdash. What does the pasuk mean? It doesn't mean from the day when you're supposed to bring the carbon. We can't bring the carbon. Okay, it's just a marker. It's just telling you what day. What day you begin counting Sefer Shemot? On the day when you're supposed to bring the carbon omer. Just so happens we're not able to bring the carbon omer, but the day is still there. We're not able to bring it because there's no Beis Hamikdash. What can you do? Okay, but the day, that's how the Rambam learns. That's how the Rambam learns. And as Doraisa. Now, Shavuos is certainly Doraisa. Right? The Yom Tov Shavuos, everyone agrees, Doraisa. So, as Rav points out, the Rambam works out very well. The Rambam says, Yom Chamish and Sefer Shemot, Hu Chaga Shavuos. The whole package is Doraisa. Right? The 50th day of the Sefer Shemot is the. Anyway,
that's the
rice
than all the others.
Everything is the whole thing is the rice. That's what the Rav said. Now, again, I pointed out that the Gemara in Menachos, Samachal and Aleph, says, Amemar said it's a Zechel Mikdash, right? That's why he didn't even bother counting the weeks, he only counted the days. Tosas says in 72, Zechel Mikdash, that's why, I said before, that's why it's okay to do it early. You can't even have to wait till nightfall. I said before, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Medaktikim, you want to be careful, really, every night you should count to after dark. But we can be lenient. Why? Because of the Rabbanon. And that time is a Sufek Rabbanon. The time of Ben Hashmashas is a Sufek, and it's only a Sufek of Rabbanon.
If you
the
Rambam, then
you can't, right? Correct. You're correct. And then we'll see that way. Yeah. Yeah. We'll see that way. But according to. All right. Anyway, now I do want to fulfill. So you hear what I'm saying now? So you put everything together. I think you have a new insight. And when we count, when we say Yom Chayesh was there, that is the count of the 50th day of the Omer, Tishbu Chamishmil. Again, you don't accept it, which is the Rabbi, again, full disclosure, Ramban in Parshas Emor. Says Mispar Yomim, it says Tmimus and so on, and he says the word Tmimus means, look at the last line of 70 Rabbanan Emor, Perkov Gimel Plus, it says Vav Tazayin, it says, Shetiyana Mechuvanos Lo Pochos Lo Yosef, not less, not more. He says 49 is a hard and fast number, as one hand is on the baloney. Okay, 49 days, that's it. These would seem to reject it. He says, you have to go with one of the other answers that we gave. Okay, look, that was a great Rishon, I'm taking away. But I still think there's an interesting insight, and I'll just, one other punchline here. Okay, the Sefer Avudram, okay, 74, the Sefer Avudram, you know, there's an old question, the Balamor raises the question, the end of Pesach, the Balamor asks, how come, why is it that there is no Shechiyanu on Tiras Omer? Shouldn't we, the first night, think back now to Pesach 7 weeks ago, when we begin counting the Omer, we should say Shechiyanu, no? Whenever we come upon a mitzvah we haven't done in a long while, the first time we do, we say, the first night of Chanukah, we say Shechiyanu. The rest of, huh? Okay, but there are many answers. You could say the first night of Hanukkah, I say Shechiyanu, not the second night, but the first night, I say Shechiyanu, right? So whatever we come up with, not my question, but I'm more in the end of Pesachim, ask that question. Why is it that we don't say Shechiyanu on Tzuras Omer? There are many answers. The Baal HaMor himself says, going back to the fact that it's only Mitzvah Derabbanan, and it's Zechel HaMikdash, and he said it's almost like a sad mitzvah. It reminds us that we can't really do the mitzvah right, because there's no Omer, Korban Omer. So he said, with Shechiyanu is when you're happy. You know, he said, here, a little bit, you know, as a matter of fact, that's always, whenever we finish counting the story, right away say, Harachman, how can we say that, Harachman Yachzilano, on a, you know, Beis HaMikdash? That's a beautiful tefillah. Why don't we say that after Shofar Belong? Why don't we say that after we put on tefillah? You say it anytime. No, but you say it after by Sirius Omer, because it reminds us there is no Beis HaMikdash, right? Okay, that's about it. I'll give a different test. Look at what Avudram says. That's a staggering answer. He says, the Chayim is Sirius Omer, K 74. Kevin Shasfira, Eina El Tzar Chavos Habikurim. What's the whole sphere? It's to get us to the mitzvah Bikurim, to Shavuos, right? Kemosh Amar Sarat Lachem, right? So since that's the whole purpose of Sfira, he says, Dailo Bizman Shomer Alakos B'Moed. Bizman means Shechiyanu. That's the Chazal's nickname for Shechiyanu Zman. Shechiyanu B'Kemosh Amar Lazman Azeh. So Chazal nickname Shechiyanu is called Zman. It's enough to say Shechiyanu Alakos on the cup of wine B'Moed Yontif. Meaning that the Shechiyanu, no, I think he means the Shechiyanu on Shavuos. So we're going to say this Motzei Shabbos, that is the Shechiyanu for the Sefer Omer.
But it's like you said, because it's completion of
in effect. Now, one second. Okay, and some say, by the way, it counts, I think, on Shechiyanu on Pesach. The first night of Pesach, and it counts all the mitzvahs of Pesach. Okay, but I'm saying the Shechiyanu Shavuos. Now, it's interesting, but for that, you have to say, I think like we're saying, yes, because otherwise you can't say Shechiyanu Mitzvah after you're totally done. It's not, the answer is not over. because the 50 is part of the count. You come up to 50, you're going to say Shechar. It's, for example, you have Hanukkah. Let's say I forgot to say Shechar the first time. I can say it the second time. If I forgot to say it, I can say it up to the time. I can't say Hanukkah 2 weeks later. I say Shechar for Hanukkah 2 weeks later. It's over. But I, with Sirius Omer, I can say it on the 50th night. How could it count? What do I mean? The mix is over. No, it's not over. Yeah? So that just fits in with the last thing I mentioned, the Alshon, very interesting point. He going back, we said before, he said, just like, you know, the woman who's a nida or a man who's a zav, also, again, we don't have it today, needs 7 days to purify, so we needed 7 weeks of purification. That's what the Omer is about, to come to Shruas, you know, which is the day of Matan Torah, so we have to purify ourselves with that, like our, and he said, that's why people have a minute to be picked up. You can read that yourself. But anyway, I just want to give this, I think, interesting insight. So why is it no serious? I'm not sure. So maybe there is, at least according to this Rokeh, where we developed it. I wish everybody a good Shabbos and a wonderful young,
Thank you.
You're still going away?